This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:46, 14 till 7, Friday morning, February 21st. First big weekend of carnival coming up, although I don't mean any disrespect to all the carnival activities that have happened prior to today. And the problem is, cold tonight. You have to bundle everybody up if you go to parades tonight, but that's no big deal. It's dry, right? And then you're going to have, to bundle everybody up tomorrow when you go to the parades. That's no big deal. The problem is Sunday when they're talking about 100% chance, well, not 100%, about a 90% chance for showers, cold, rainy all day long. I would just say, Tim earlier saying it's going to rain Sunday, but they've been wrong before. You never know. Arthur Hardy joins us now, the founder of the Mardi Gras Guide. How you doing, Arthur Hardy?
Oh, couldn't be more better, as we say in New Orleans, huh? Got a good night's sleep, ready to rock and roll.
I've been seeing you on Channel 12 a lot. You've been doing a lot of work with Peggy, Scott Laborde, and Andre Laborde. No, what's his name?
Yeah, Andre Laborde was a former student of mine and Brother Martin, and we worked together at WSMB about 100 years ago.
Fun fact, he and I used to read the newspaper for the blind people way back in the 70s a long time
ago. Really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Did not know that. But, yeah, it's a busy season. Then come Ash Wednesday, nobody wants me, you know, so I've got to enjoy it while I can.
So tell me about this year's Mardi Gras Guide. I know you don't own it anymore, but how involved are you with the production of it?
Oh, completely. We sold the magazine last year to George's Media Group, John George's, Tom Spicky, and Nola.com, and they're doing all the heavy lifting, ad sales, printing, distribution, but I'm completely in control of the magazine, every page,
awesome,
including mistakes.
Well, no, but you did a great job this year, as always.
Want
to talk about the guide because I didn't know we were going to get one. I bought one when I was at Rouse's.
Oh,
I think I saw it. But
you should know better.
Well, sometimes, you know, I just want to make sure I have it, and I like to have a copy to keep anyway because sometimes I leave it when we're out there doing Mardi Gras coverage. Tell me about this year's guide before we get to the weekend's parades.
Well, this year we decided to include the St. Patrick's parades and Easter parades, first time ever, because Mardi Gras is so late. And we've expanded our Louisiana coverage. Subscribers to the Picayune in New Orleans and the Advocate in Baton Rouge and the Acadiana Times in Lafayette all get copies with their subscriptions. So we've kind of expanded the reach of the magazine. But, you know, our usual features on all the major parades and the ones, as you said, that they're pre-season, but don't call them minor because there's some big parades that have already happened. And, you know, and a lot of features on some of the movers and shakers. But you know, I'm excited to be doing this at least one more year. That'll be our 50th anniversary next year. And after that, supposedly I'm out, but we'll see. You know, I love doing this, Tommy. You know, it's not work when you enjoy it, and I've been blessed to have a job.
Don't get out. Keep doing it.
Well, we'll see.
I don't know what the legalities are and all of that stuff, but you do a great job. You were meant to do this. And you do it well, so keep doing it. Let's talk about this weekend's parades tonight.
Well, you know, this weekend, there are more parades this weekend than next weekend, 18 parades. But specifically tonight, I'm going to start in Metairie, Eve, 725 female members, 34 floats, a really big parade. The bad news is the police have changed the viewing experiences, shall we say. Mm-hmm. There's no parking along parade routes, and traditionally people have parked their pickup trucks there, got a barbecue pit out. Ain't going to happen anymore. And so people are going to have to park in the neighborhoods. But it's really a good parade. In Metairie, you know, Family Girl kicks off, Excalibur Parade, some of the prettiest costumes you'll ever see, because the captain is also the costume makers. And they're doing a neat new throw this year. It's a giant plastic eggshell with little plush dragons inside. So that's cool. Big doubleheader, Uptown Ocean, which has moved its starting time up to 5:30, 16 floats. They have handmade fans that throw up. Then the biggie, Cleopatra, 2,800 women, Tommy, all-time high. Mm. New tandem floats. They hand out decorated beverage glasses. And they've changed their route. You know, last couple of years they've had floats hit trees coming off of Jefferson to Magazine. So they're going to change the route and start a Chompatoulis and Napoleon. So we should have no issues with trees there. And these parades, in theory, should just roll back-to-back without any issues. Alloy used to be tonight, and that was a problem. Third parade of the triple header, they were ending at 1 o'clock in the morning. Nobody outside there to see them. So they've moved to the spot vacated by Knicks on Wednesday, next Wednesday following Druids. So I think it's a good move for everybody. And the big concern this weekend, as you mentioned, is rain on Sunday, and that's such a great Sunday for parades, and I haven't talked to any captains yet about any contingency plans. If you get rained on or rained out, what happens? But I'll be working the phones this morning.
I bet you will. Let's take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back 6:51, 9 till 7. Arthur Hardy, founder of the Mardi Gras Guide. What's your? Do they got a nickname for you, Mister?
Nah, not Mister Mardi Gras. Blaine earned that title and went to died with him. But I don't care, as long as they buy a magazine, right?
Yeah, I did an interview years ago. I remember you and Blaine Kern together, and it was kind of like a Clint Eastwood movie with you two in there. It was like you and whoever, the Eli Wallach facing off. I'm just kidding. 6:52, 8 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:57 and a half. I just went to paulsimon.com, look at the ticket prices. I'm going to talk to Fifth District about a second mortgage to see if I can go to that. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Big Mardi Gras. Big Mardi Gras weekend coming up. So on Sunday, and I don't want to skip over Saturday, we'll get back to that. But you got Dionysia, with big parades. You got Femme Fatale, Carrollton, King Arthur, Dionysius and Slidell, Atlas and Metairie. Do you know if there are availabilities to make these things up? Because, again, if you put one behind the other, then you got people out there till 1 o'clock.
It's going to be pretty tough for Sunday's parades, you know, unless they go at night. And I don't know, but like I said, we'll be working the phones today. One quick thing I want to mention, this is the first time this has happened in 49 years of publishing. The Mad Hatter's Parade, which is the biggest parade in Metairie, mm-hmm. That's Dr. Joey Lacoste and his wife Gwen. Really good parade, a lot of celebrities. Anyway, first time ever in the Mardi Gras Guide, I have the wrong text next to their parade, for which I've apologized. We ran a correction in the Picayune. Fortunately, they have a full-page ad next to that.
Yeah, right next to it.
Tells you everything about it. Yeah. But talk about embarrassing for a great parade. They spend money advertising with us. What do? I'll put the wrong parade next.
Well,
it's never happened before.
Look,
but
it happens, right?
Mistakes happen, right?
What about new in throws this year, Arthur? Are people first of all, I got to ask you this before we run out of time. Did I invent Shacus for Bacchus, or did somebody else come up with that, Shacus?
Don't know. Maybe, but take credit for it. Who's going to
put a mark on that? Tim, get the Secretary of State's office on the phone. Put a mark on that.
Royalties.
I want to own it.
Royalties on the way, my
Instead
friend.
Instead of Bacchus, it's Shacus, right?
I love it.
There you go. Maybe I did invent it. All right, what about new in throws this year? Are they trying to be more environmentally friendly or what?
Yes, they are, and crew signature throws, float-specific throws. People don't want beads and plastic anymore, and it evolves, and you spend a lot of money if you're riding in a rod. Mardi Gras parade dues is just a part of it, right?
Yeah. There's nothing more frustrating than you throwing beads and people haven't even been over to pick them up because they want long pearls and everything else. Thank you, Arthur. Have a great weekend.
Right.
We'll talk to you again next week, my friend. Taking a break. Coming back, WWL.